Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you we're not selling anything. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. As things stand now, how likely are you to vote in the August 2024 primary election for county, mayor, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 that we'll vote? Or do you sometimes skip the elections for the state legislature and just vote for president and other offices, or you have more information about?
No, I am going to vote.
Okay. Now, would you please tell me your age?
I am 22.
And in South Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or White, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
I'm white.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In the wrong direction.
Okay. Now, Laria, I'm not to like to ask you a few questions of your impressions of some people and organizations you may have here of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Manny Siv.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I know.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Joe Martinez?
I don't know.
Okay. James Reyes?
I don't know.
Okay. Marco Rubio?
I know who that is, but I don't know a lot about him, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
you recognize, but you can rate. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Rick Scott?
Rick Scott? He's somewhat. We'll put him in between like we did Joe.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan, but he's not the worst.
Okay. Joe Sanchez?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Oh, God. Unfavorable.
Barry or somewhat?
We'll put Barry.
Next one, Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I don't know.
Okay. Alex Otaola? Otaola, I'm
know.
Sorry. Okay.
No, okay. I don't know them either.
Okay. Debbie Muckersill Powell?
Oh, my God. No, I don't know.
Okay. Daniela Levine Cava?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
He's not the worst either. We can put him somewhat again.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay.
He's not the worst either.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, how would you rate the way Daniela Levine Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, poor.
Is there like an in-between option?
Those are the only options. Excellent, good, not so good, and poor.
Not so good.
Now, if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican Joe Biden, Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
We both suck.
If you have other options or on the side, you can tell me as well.
The thing is that everybody who's running, I don't favor any of them. Like, I don't, I don't know, I don't really like any of them. But if I was going to have to vote, because I am going to vote, it'd probably be Trump.
Okay. And
even though I don't like him, I think he's just a stronger leader.
Okay. Now, if the election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Lotola, which one do you think you vote for?
What were the options again?
Yes. Manny Cid, Daniela Levine, and Alex Otaola. Otaola.
I guess we'll just leave it the way it is because I don't know any of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now, if the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Manny C., Daniela Levine, Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one do you think you vote for?
I guess we'll have to go with Daniela again because I don't know anybody on that candidate board. I guess I need to get a little educated there.
Okay, that's okay. As you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I would like to ask you about two of them. One constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads. Allow adults 21 years old or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entitles to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, support it. They're not killing anybody.
Now, the other constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Wait, it says that, like, they won't consult a parent if the, like, if the person was a minor?
Yes, basically says that the amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
Oh, God. I didn't even know about that law. That law, that's crazy.
Okay, so will you vote yes
I'm going to go and put yes on that, but wow, that's something I think somebody should tell their parents.
I understand. Thank you for your opinion. We almost finished with the survey. Now, over the past few years, will you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
Increased.
Okay. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? Achieve higher wage, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, promoting trust and accountability in local government, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, building AMS transit system, lowering inflation, making healthcare affordable for working families, making communities safer, reducing traffic congestion, investing in housing people can't afford.
I wish we can pick more than one option. They need to be focusing on a lot of those options. like making housing more affordable. We have more people going homeless down here because no one can afford to live because of our wages. Like, how can you afford an apartment for almost $3,000 if you make like $10 to $11 an hour?
Okay.
We're
gonna
really make affordable living.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And which is the next most important issue for you? Achieving higher wages, adapting to climate change and sea level, lowering inflation, making communities safer, reducing traffic congestion, making healthcare affordable.
You're worrying about keeping people homeless right now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to worry about our wages and making sure the housing market is obviously.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a series of description of possible candidates for mayor. For each one, please tell me which candidate would you be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. The first one, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports a bond, a referendum that generates new property tax revenues specific to parks funding, new transit systems, enhanced public safety measures, and invest in cultural programming, or a candidate who opposes any bond referendum that generates new property taxes revenue for the county as enough funding exists to meet our needs. Or you don't know, we have the option as well.
We're going to put I don't know on that one.
Okay.
I think that's something I would want to look into further before I give an honest opinion about that.
Okay, I understand. Now, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community, or a candidate who believes local comprehensive plans to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means paying a few dollars more a year in taxes?
I think somebody has to live here to understand how it is.
Okay.
You want to put the first option.
Okay. Now, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes the Cuban embargo must be overturned and supports the Obama engagement policies with Cuba, or a candidate who supports the embargo and opposes Obama's policies?
Whatever option says supporting it.
Okay. Now, which one will be more likely to support? A candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing, or a candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and the county needs to address the crisis?
What was the first option again?
Yes, a candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing.
I don't feel like they're doing enough.
Okay, I can read the other option. And the other statement. A candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and the county needs to address the crisis.
Yeah, I guess do the second one.
Okay, and the other one, which one you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes expand the rights for the trans community, a candidate who supports the LGBT community, including trans rights.
I don't really care too much about that, to be honest. Look, nothing against nothing personal. Just not my cup of tea.
That's okay. I understand. No worries.
I feel like they're trying to push it onto younger generations, and I don't think that's fair. I saw something the other day where this transgender guy to girl, whatever, trying to promote little toddlers to understand if they're a boy or a girl, and I don't support that.
Okay. I understand. Thank you for your opinion. And the last one, which one will you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control, or a candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion?
The second one.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to read two brief statements about two of the candidates for county mayor. Daniela Levine Cava is a nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporters say she has led with vision, integrity, and commitment to results by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, and restoring people's trust in their government. She has upheld her promise to create good-paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through proper funding of police and fire departments, and protecting our environment. She will continue to be a fierce advocate to integrity and honesty in county health and change how government works from the inside. Her opponents say she is too liberal and will inject socialist policies in our county. Manny Cid is a businessman and mayor of Miami Lakes, where he was elected as the town's youngest mayor. His supporters say that as a small business owner who works in his restaurant every day, he broke the cycle of a rich and powerful politicians calling the shots, while the county was raising taxes and fees on working families. He cut taxes in Miami Lakes and built productive relationships between the city and businesses. He will make county government work for him, for everyone, not just those with an army of lovers and lawyers. His opponents say that his pro-growth position as mayor will only lead to worsening congestion and higher housing price in the county. And the last one, Alex Oteola is a social media influencer and pro-democracy advocate. His supporters say that as a champion for democracy and human rights across Latin America, he has shown the courage and commitment we need in Miami-Dade County to root out communists and sanction those who support irrational regime across our regions. His opponents say that county government is not the place to be setting politics scores with the county in facing housing affordability crisis and the impact of extreme climate change. Now that you hear a little bit more, if the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Oteola, which one do you think you vote for?
Go with Daniela.
I'm sorry?
You, Daniela.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for county mayor. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for them. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Housing prices are at all time high and residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levine invests $500 million into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing. Is this very convincing for you? Somewhat, no effect, or you don't know?
Somewhat.
Okay, next one. Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levine Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982. While maintaining service levels and making historic investments in housing. Is this very convincing, someone, or
somewhat.
Not? Next one. Under Mayor Daniela Levine Cava's leadership, the Transit Department released its Better Bus Network program to decrease wait times and increase ridership. Is this very convincing, somewhat, no effect, or no?
No effect.
Okay. And next one, Mayor Levine Cava understands the need to maintain the same level of service residents expect from Miami-Dade County, including housing programs to tackle rising prices, a continued commitment to public safety, and building out our transit system. Is this very convincing, somewhat no effect, or you don't know?
No effect.
Thank you. Mayor Levine Cavett's historic rollback of property tax rates was necessary to give homeowners relief during a time of rapidly rising home prices and insurance costs. Is this very convincing, somewhat no effect, or you don't know?
I don't know.
And the last one, Daniela Levine Cavett is committed to protecting the rights we enjoy as Americans and Floridians. Very convincing, somewhat no effect, or you don't know?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you. Now that you hear a little bit more, if the election for the county mayor were today and the candidates were Alex Atola, Manny C., Daniela Levine, which one do you think you vote for?
Levine.
Thank you. And if the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and the candidates were the Republican Joe Martinez of the Democrat James Reyes, which one do you think you vote for?
Reyes.
Okay. And if the last presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate in the last presidential election?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, just a few more questions, and we finish. This is for a statistical purpose only. Do you have any children under 18 of age living in your home?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. Now, what is your religion?
Christian.
Okay. Here.
How many questions are there left?
I'm sorry. We almost finished. We are 94% complete, so we're to finish. All right. Well, actually, this concludes the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. Appreciate it.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.